Okay, so this piece is a piece from the Ramchal over here, and it's a one of Ramchal's very very chashish sforim is a sefer called Adab Amorim, and I thought it would be an appropriate sefer to learn tonight. It's something which is a chelik leZohar. A word of the Zohar itself is an extremely, I don't know what the right word to it. It's a patchwork of a lot of Sfarim. It was put together, and it has in it a whole bunch of different Sfarim together. And even in the part that's called the Zohar, there are certain Mamurim that are very, very important standalone Mamurim. One of the very big ones is called Idra Rabbah. It has all of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's main teachings, Mesuda, so to speak, and it's from the very important Mamorim of his, and there's a Pirush from Ramchal called Adab Amorim Adidu Rabba, and then there is a Pirush from the Reb Yitzchak Eisenchover called Beis Ilomim. This is the core in many ways of the inyanim of Kabbalah in the Zohar. There's also something called Idra Zutta, which is towards the end of the Zohar, and this is the Idra Rabbis in Parashas Nasai, and the Idra Zutta is at the end. And the Idra Zutta is a smaller version, and it has in it the final histalkus of Shimon Bar Yochai. That's why people learn Idra Zutta. But akoponim, this is a piece from the Ramchal's Pirush on Idra Rabbah. It's called the Adab Amorim, and this is a piece that deals a little bit to explain the chshivas of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and therefore I thought it would be appropriate to learn it. Okay, at the bottom of the page Yud Aleph, Ve'ata Farish Lecha Kol Zeh Heitev. I'm going to explain you this whole inyan. V'hu inyan v'lo yodeya v'lo itonu yodeya adma. There's a pasuk in Tillim. It says, Asaf says, that today our Nevi'im don't have Moifsim, we don't have anyone to tell us anything. V'loi itonu yodeya adma. And there's nobody who knows anything. It's a little bit of a strange lashon. V'loi itonu, we don't have with us, yodeya adma, somebody who knows anything, or until when. Different pirushim rishonim, and he's going to give a few pirushim, and one or two of them are very nogeh. Ki yesh harbe pirushim lezeh lashon. There are a lot of pshatim for this lashon. Ubermes, he says, the next page, atoris pereshes bedrachim rabim. There are many pirushim possible for psukim. Ve yesh pirushim fi pshat hanira. There are pirushim that are the head-on first impression of what the words are. V'yesh pirushim achemer chaykim apshat legamri. And there's some pshatim that are very far from pshat. Ad sheyiru zorim lefi anirim apshat. They seem very strange. Why? Yanim amshichin kavonis hamilus aderech achar shenlech apshat harbe. They seem to sweep away the words into a whole different world. Ad shelefomim mashu kavonas hamilas lederech acha shenech apshat harbe. Atchalfam sar mashu leshvach is parosh gnai, mashu gnai is parosh shvach. V'kol apirushim yu emes. Let's give an example. Just this is nogea to many other areas. It's not only nogea to here. It's something which, if a person tells me, you know, so-and-so knows a lot, it sounds like a compliment. This one is full of ideas. And if someone were to ask you, say over what he said, You'd say, well, he said so-and-so is a big Talmud Chacham who knows a lot. Somebody with a better ear can say, he said that the other person knows a lot, but he doesn't begin to understand and has no way of putting it together. So we would be right that both of those statements are correct, even though one is derogatory and one is complimentary. And they both are in the same words. The primary pshat of he has a lot of ideas is a positive statement about some accomplishment in knowing. And the nuance of it, if that's true, is a very, very different nuance. It's kind of a little bit derogatory, and there's a diuk there. That's so you have many times pshatim in the psukim that in a further pshat it's mehapech the havana, but it's really emes kulam emes. V'zenim shach machmas tziruf atayra shenema ba'oz roch v'isapa v'chulu kakol niver b'tayra v'yresel mitstarfen letzirufim rabim lahoitz advarim tzichali valid. So he says this is all because from Torah you can put together different elements and derive a lot of different toitzos from the Torah. Okay, it's somewhat. So the first pshat that he says is, Vihine, next paragraph. Pirush haloshen hazeh b'derech echad hu, haloi itonu yodea adma rotzoloima admosei yelech kach. Haloi itonu yodea adma rotzoloima admosei yelech kach. So the pasha of the pshat is, no one knows until when this is going to continue. We're in Golis. It's a pasuk about Kaisel being in Golis. A lot of terrible tzaris. And no one knows admosa yelech kach. Adma means until when. And he's masberit al derech a little bit more with a hesber of tikkunim. Not so important for us. I want to go to the next paragraph. V'oid inyan acha nichal b'zeh loshen. Oboi misparish ha-posid ha-chacha. So yes, the Pashto Pshat is, we don't have today anyone that knows when will it end. It's a chisorin in the ideas Han Hogan Ashkocha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's certainly Pashto Pshat. But there's another Pshat. V'hu. Ki ein yediyas ha-chroinim kru yediyah. Yan ha-dvorim einim eleineim bibiru kirishayna. So he says, there are yediyas about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Hanhaga that they come to us in different levels. We can all say the same statement, and yet one person knows it bevir, one person doesn't know it bevir. Let's give an example. Let's take something very simple. Let's say there's somebody who works in a garage, and he knows that he's seen 100 times, if you don't connect this piece to this piece in a certain way, it only makes service. It gets loose, it this, that, the other thing, whatever. And he tells it to you, let me give you some advice, always connect this to this, because also you have problems. When you're repeating it, you know the information, but it's very hard to say that the idea that you have has the brirus of a yediyah of somebody who's lived it time and again, and it's in front of his eyes. He sees the thing loosening, and he sees the thing falling apart, and he sees the problems. Knowing and clarity of knowledge comes in different levels. Ki rash bizal, Rabshim Bechoy, hoyutomid kol hadvorim brurim lefanov. He had everything clear. Like somebody who sees something and the picture that he has in his eyes is in his heart. And there was no confusion, no darkness in what he knew. So before, in the Tkufa, towards the Churban, Nema v'lo yedeya itonu adma v'adma hu klema b'li ma. Pirush. Ein mi she yedeya ma hadova she yeh. V'hainu lo yiklum. In other words, not adma until when something will continue, not adma that he doesn't know nevuah, but adma means he doesn't know anything with its mahus. In other words, he doesn't dehear the thing in its full clarity. So point one is that we do not have people anymore who can dehear things in all the clarity. That's one. And then he says, he qualifies what that means. He says, Pirish, V'tirish she'ein oime v'loi bonu. He doesn't say there is not in us, amongst us, elo v'loi itonu, not with us, v'zeh. Ki be'emes afal pikein lechosu legamri eizach hachom g'dolim Yisrael. They always had g'dolim Yisrael who did know and understand Darchei Hashem with a clarity. So why does it say ve'ein itonu yodei adma? Ach ha'inyin hu kemoi minoyach varavrom. Ki hine hoyu anoshim tzadikim. Ki goin shein ve'evo beizdinom. Ach loyu misarvim sharadur. There are two p'chines in chachma. There's chachma that people as individuals have. And there's the chachma that of theirs that they could be mayor the door with, that they could make the Torah of the door. Let's give an example that my Rebbe Chaim Shmulevitz would say a lot of times. Rebbe Chaim would say, it's fascinating, he would say the Vilna Goyen was not the Rav, he wasn't the Gadol HaDor of his door. The Nebi Yehuda was. The Vilna Goyen belonged to the Doris, but he didn't, the door wasn't the Goyen's door. The Goyen was the Mala from it. There's a Siyata Deshmaya for a certain Anhaga that a certain Darga of Torah become the Torah of the Dor. So Ve'ein Itanu means with us, not amongst us. Amongst us, there were Yechidei Sgula that held on to this Mesiris, but it wasn't the Torah of the Dor. Ve'zeh. Ki be'emes afal pikein lechosu legamri zechom gdom Yisrael. Achin yikumen menoyach varavrom. Kino oyu anoshim tzadikim goin shein ve'evo beizdinom. Ach, you know, you had big people. Ach loy hoyu misarvin im shar adoyer. They weren't part of that door. They weren't. V'loy nimtso ledoyer mem telos godl. There wasn't, the door didn't have much from it. Ki hoyu oyndin la'atzman v'loy nishpatu v'lachirim. They were who they were and that's it. Kach, Misha Paska Nebu Mi Yisrael, Hine Akol Panem Nisha Rehabi Chachomim, Ki Haloi Bizman Atanoi Mei Chochma Rav Bi Yisrael, Val Kol Panem O Yoidim Kolech Mim Soides, so the word Chachomim, they knew Soides, Ach Loi Nisiyashvu Bali Boisim Advarim Heitiv, but the Darga was a Pchin of Adma, Ein Etonu Yodea Adma, It was words, it was terms, it was knowledge, but not with a brilus. Kim kol echad yodeh ma shehisig, v'hoya dvar k'di v'seif ha'chosim. It's like, they said it over, it's like sometimes you have a young boy who can say over Reb Chaim, he's very bright, and he teaches Reb Chaim, says it over. And he says it over well. He says over what it says, he says the rayas, the kashas, whatever. But you get a feeling that he doesn't really dehear it. It's not something to him that lives as a clear reality. It's words and terms that he's taught. Ki mishal omer al teichin adove beemes, hine advarim stumim heimeoid, ki nistro darko miseichel bnei adam. So all of these words, this mesiris that we had of chachmas apnim, was available in a very, very sosimdic way, in a way that the door didn't have the sense and the feel of it. V'hine kein tira gam achalis hashbizal lebesu chosoi. Even Rosh Hashanah, she'chachomim aboyim achrov megamgim m'loshayin ablom p'molei. You didn't have a clear hemshich of his teachings. It was all beremiza and not open. They knew the material, so to speak. They never made a sefer like the Zoya, which has it in a way that is open. Each one had his own little world of yedias that he had. That's the pshat. It's a double thing. Veloi itonu, we don't have with us. Yodea adma, someone who has briris and behiris. The dur doesn't have that surah of its manig having that hanhaga. Kimashe yesh itonu, those that are with the dur together, ein yesh yodea adma, they don't have that briris. Ke ein nikra sheyden klum. Ubeemes kolze nimshach. Mehaoras oris besisim or bepsicha. This all depends whether there's a haor of seichon das bestimo bepsicha. Kirak bimei Rashbi, achayud gemoshonim asher bemaro niftchu shachochma v'lachol chay Yisrael at keitz ayomin v'irachem zedvan gal. So Reb Shimon ben Yochai, the teachings of Reb Shimon ben Yochai, and that helps us understand a little bit. This was a Maseiris that we had from way back when. It's Mishnayos. Mishnayos talk about Maisa Merkava, Maisa Bracious. There was Torah like that. But that Torah did not ever cross over the threshold of becoming the Nachla of the door with the brewers that Shimon ben Yochai had. So Shimon ben Yochai's Chiddush was double. First of all, that he personally had the briris and behiris that would be considered knowing it adma, and secondly and also that Torah become the nachla of the dor. It's the reason also why it didn't become nisparsim and nispashit until much later, because the zman for it to become more part of the door was later. And it helps us understand by from Kololi Ashkof or Kololis on many parts of Torah. Let's take an example. Reb Chaim's Torah, that signum. So was the pshat? Reb Chaim invented it? So you ask yourself, so what makes a Torah? If this is not what the Rambam had in mind in any way, shape, or form, then what does it make it? How's that Torah? On the other hand, to say that they had some sort of hidden Reb Chaim club until Reb Chaim came around, I mean, how do you understand it? And the answer is, it's a certain dimension of clarity. It's a certain dimension of the hair. And it does go in different dairis. In different dairis, there was different elements of chachma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed to come out. And let's take something like the Maral and his Havanas and Tfisas, also new, relatively, and the Maral himself was a very unpopular sefer. If you take a look how many times it's printed, the answer is almost none, until a door and a half ago. Some of the Pshis Chassidim made it a little more. Some of the Sfarim, they were Mepharsim because they held by it. But the other Sfarim come out never printed. It wasn't after the door. And it's a new Chassidus. All of these Inyanim are new Inyanim that they come when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that part of the door. Okay. So that is one hezba. I want to add one more taich in the word. It's not what? Let me give you a mashal. Imagine somebody is you have a person who's not, who never learned arithmetic. Never learned arithmetic. He grew up either somewhere in Ichveswer or a very, very starke cheder where they don't let in outside ashpas. So no arithmetic. but he's selling fruits and vegetables, and he knows like you need one for everybody in your family, and you need for your shechinim, and you need for today and tomorrow, and he's able to story it out like with a story and do it like that. Someone comes along, and he explains that what this guy has been doing is this arithmetic formula. And this was 2 plus 2, this was 5 times 3, this was that. So Iboilahu, was the first person mechaven to these formulas or not? The answer is yes, but not with his language. The second person is not adding kavanis, but he's giving us a sharply defined way of categorizing what he did that makes it a lot more useful, and it helps bring out certain things that I miss when I just see apples. Everybody knew about gravity, but when you give it a scientific description about the attraction of the bodies and its proportion to the mass, this and that, you have it mugdar in a way that gives it a sharper meaning and a much more useful way of transferring it from one mitzvah to another. Once I made a formula out of it, I can apply it to fish and to chickens and to bank accounts and to 101 other things. What Reb Chaim did was he gave it another dimension of the hair, which is another chelik of, it's another facet of Torah, and it adds a lot to our havan and tfisa. Okay, I want to add one more word over here to the ve'ein itani yodea adma. The ve'lo itani yodea adma. The word ma in Lashon Kodesh also means it's in modern Hebrew, ma has been borrowed to mean mahus, the essence of something. It sort of fits well with the question ma. Ma means what, and when I speak about the mahus of something, I'm speaking about its essence. The mohus, so when I know something mikufia externally, but I don't know its essence, that's lacking in the ma. I don't have the understanding exactly of what it is. I can tell you this sphere, that sphere, this, that, the other thing, but I don't have a real clarity in what the thing is. Okay, that's so. Now he says another hagdara, vehine. Oid inyan acha nichval po bezeh haadma. There's another inyan in this adma. Vehu kayedia hamites heyedia besoid mus adam. Vehainu kaloi kolah bruim espateim soidam nichval bedmus adam. Vezekvan isbaya bekame koymos. Umishe masig zeh hadava nikra sheyedia chachma. Vezeo mi pnimis ha chachmo pnimis ha teira. Besoid zeis ha teira adam, kiyams. Umi kivan shalo yesh mi shemasik ze, nema vlo itone de adma, shem ma besoid adam. So let's talk about this, because this is really, really a very deep nekuda. Adam is begimatia ma. And it means that Aleph Dalet Mem is quite simple gematria. In the Zohar HaKadosh and in all the Sifrei Kabbalah, the mashal for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagis is Tsuras Adam. All of the terminology used to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagis are based on the human form. The pasuk says by Yecheskel that on the kisei is kidmus adam, meaning that the tzura of a person is built to be betzelem elokim, meaning it is the perfect analogy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhagis. let's give a mashal, a simple mashal. I have a city, and I have a map of the city. The map of the city and the city itself, on one side, have nothing in common. This is earth and trees and houses, and this is a piece of paper with lines. But in terms of a mashal, wherever there's a line here, there's a road here. Wherever there's a blip here, there's a house here. In that sense, it's very, very exact. So let's take a look at something that we're so used to, a picture. A picture of a person has nothing in common with the person. This is made out of flesh and blood, this is made out of paper, or whatever it's made out of, and so on. But mitzad representing it, it is exact. A picture is meant to be an exact representation of you. So we have with us a mitzias of things that are a dugma for other things. And Tzuras Adam is the ultimate dugma for Hanhaga HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all of the Sfarim, that the Sefer Kabbalah, everything is built around the Mus Adam and Tzuras Adam. So if somebody understands about Hanhaga HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but can't bring it down to the place, to showing it within Tzuras Adam, then he's missing the Havana and the Tfis of it. And that's the Pshat, V'loy Itonu Yodea Adma, B'shu Shem Ma B'soid Adam. Having things described in terms of Adam is the ultimate Yediyah and the Chashav Yediyah. That's a second point that he describes over here. It means that Tzelem Elokim, in a certain sense, is literal. Literal meaning that the dogma that we can derive from extrapolating Tzuras Adam back is perfect. As long as I know what I'm doing, I can every bone in a person's body. For instance, the Welt contains in itself Tayag Mitzvahs, Ramach Evarim Shasagidin. That's a picture of the world. The picture of the world contains elements of Kedusha, Shasa and Ramach, that are connected a very Adam, which means the entire scope of a person and the entire scope of the Ruchnistic world is the same. And identifying one vis-a-vis the other one makes the idea perfect, perfects the idea. That's a second pshat in V'lo Yitonu Adma. It's interesting. In the Bar Yochai Nigen that Shimon Lavi made, one of the things it says of Shimon Yochai is Nasa Adam Bavurecha Nemar. So the Pashto Pshat of it is that Adam is the darga of the most chashuv part of the Bria, and that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted it for. And of all of the anoshim that stray around, the Adam is Rav Shimon Yochai. It's sort of a complimentary thing. It's very powerful words. Nasa Adam Bavurecha Nemar is extraordinary. But I mean, that's sort of the positive meaning of it. But the way he's saying over here, it has a much deeper meaning. The Nasa Adam Bitzalmenu Kidmusenu, for people that don't get it, they don't hear the mashal of Adam and the Bar Olam, then really it's not Akadosh Baruch Hu saying that Adam is Omega Hussainu is a waste. Someone asked me, you're an image of God, what does that mean? I don't know. I mean, I'm physical. Akadosh Baruch Hu is Akadosh Baruch Hu. I could talk a little bit about that I have bechira, I have a neshama, but that's wasting everything else about a person. I can't really say that I fully deher the Tzalmenu Kedmusenu. For Rav Shimon Yochai, since he dehered the Tzalmenu Kedmusenu, that so Nasa Adam, that it should be, but Tzalmenu Elokim was dafka because of Shem Yochai. That would be a way of explaining it. Okay, let's skip a next piece, and let's get to, these are not easy pieces. Let's go to page Tesvav. You know what? I'm just trying. I want to be able to pick out over here. Let's go down in Yudalid to halfway in that paragraph. Vehine Oznemar. From you have Vehine Oznemar, it's about 6-8 lines on the bottom on page Yudalid. The what? Let's start from the beginning of that paragraph. Maybe we'll be able to figure it out. Ubizman shenechav abayis nema b'machshakim oyshivani kemeise oylam. It says that during Churban, it says machshakim oyshivani kemeise oylam. Kadosh Baruch Hu put me in darkness like dead people. V'hu ke'ein ha'ispashtus magil Yisrael. Kim beprinas hakelum levad, vapnimis mistalik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mayor in the world, and we the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mayor in this world, it can feel like there's a chutz and there's a pnim. Moshlem Adav Adoymer, imagine there's a light bulb. And the light bulb is covered with some sort of covering to dim that dims the light. So Klal Yisrael, when it says Machshakim Hashivani Kemeise Oylam, it means the Spashna Geisol Kim Beprinas HaKelim Levad Pnimis Mistalik. The Kelim are the Chitzonius, the means, the venue, and the Pnimius is gone. Va'oz ne'ma va'oretz ha'yisoy va'voyu v'choyshach al pnei sehoim. V'soy de'inyin. Ki ein shlita leklipas ba'oretz ha'pnimius ha'krinus ha'kelem levad. It means in every ha'ora of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, there is a ha'ora that comes from the heart of the Bria, from the neshama, through the guf. Let's take the mashal a person. We have a neshama inside us, which is pure air, and in the neshama itself, it's always tahar. Once it starts going through the guf, some people have a very lichtige guf, and it shines out kimat all. And a lot of us, and most of us, have a much more coarse guf that dims a lot of the hara. So he says, the klipas, the bear and the bria, their shlita is only in the kelim. Let's skip the next few lines, they're not that important for us. And then Ubiyois Hanhogas Yisrael Kain Levad Gova Ha Golos Harbe Vaoznema Voloi Itone de Adma Vshuprinas Hamazeshwachutanal. So this thread of pure ha'ara, which is like the neshamis to the guf, this is to the world, no one was able to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah in that form. We saw it through a very coarse kli. V'hine oz nema v'ruach al kim rachel sot ne'amayim. She'af al pikein ha'ruach shu soid ha'kav hazeh. Ho'y mispah shemayim elu sh'marach ha'chafes levad v'soid moti v'loy moti. I don't want to go into this terminology, but it means there were occasional flashes of ha'ara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but nothing mesuda, nothing organized, nothing in any type of a mahalach. Umizeh ruach hayimekab lo yisachachom ha'gdoilom shum b'yisol shemanu. the Gdoyle Chacham that we spoke about would chap these nekudas. Ach kivim she ruach loyle moti moti. Moti loti means coming and drawing back. This ruach alikim was merachefes. It wasn't mesuda. It wasn't kavua. Lochein lo hayocholim lekvoya yeshiva krepshim echoizal. So the chacham existed, but it was bits and pieces here and there, nothing kavua, nothing that you could say this has become a kavurik mahalach that people can latch on, that it's a part of the dor, that this is very much of the essence of the dor. Ach bizman of shem echoizal oz hischel espashet ze hama was nasa zoyar besod yomel kim yor negra choyshach shal aguf. So this whole musig, and let's a little bit describe it. This whole musig of the herring, the bria, as kol kuloi ahashpa v'kadosh baruch hu, requires us to see it like that. Requires us to deher it like that. That deher was shayach. Here and there, a godla would get a flash of it and deher it. But it hadn't become yet something that you could make a sefer out of it, that you could make a yeshiva out of it, that you could make these ideas part and parcel. I want to take just an example. And again, just a mashal, l'sabes ha'oizin. Chassidus took some of these misogim, and there was a certain dosha borabim where they became kavudik musagim, and now we can say them, and now we can talk about them, and now this is part and parcel of our vocabulary and understanding. There was a process. Reb Shimon Yochai's maila was that he transitioned this the hair of what the essence of the bria is, that it's the ruach elikim, that it's the neshama, and made it into a understanding in Havana that is kavu in the bria. This is something which is a metzias in the bria, and everyone can tap into it. That's something that couldn't have. That was his chiddush, and that needed him. So the Reb Shimon Yochai. So if we're to ask ourselves, what was Reb Shimon Ben Yochai's Iker accomplishment? Putting together the pieces, we would say he dehered the Bria, and he dehered the essence of the Bria as being the Ruach Likim. He dehered it in such a clear way that it was so imminent to him that he was able to make this a certain mahalach kavua by the fact that he was able to make a sefer out of it, the fact that he was kaveh yeshiva talmidim, and there was a mahalach of it being a dover kavua in Klal Yisrael. He deherred it as the soid of Adam, that that every person in himself is the parallel to that. And that's why all of the inyanim that Kabbalah was mechadish, quote unquote, as halachas, they're not halachas. They're a getter of a hida mitzvah. But they're a hida mitzvah that fit well because they deher what is it in Adam that is the mashal. When we deher Adam, how everything, how his own mitzias is dugma, selam lakim, then it opens up a whole new havana of where Adam could go further with. Those were the inyanim of Reb Shimon Yochai. He speaks more obviously, and he talks about tikkunim and so on. These were inyanim that I felt is shayach for us to get some sort of the hair, and I guess it's the right time. Any questions?
It seems to me that the whole understanding, you mentioned of Chaim.
Yeah.
Definition and more association, which means he brought to the
Let's go back to your muscle, Gufa. Certain, Reb Chaim gave us certain vocabulary, let's call it, but a lot of that vocabulary requires understanding concepts as things. For instance, a chalois. The mice and the chalois, if somebody wants to be big action and say, when you put on tzitzis, it's tzitzis all the way. There's no chalois, there's no mice. You give a get, the woman's divorced. Chalos you buy in the store. I don't get, where does chalos exist? You either look at a chalois as a mitzias, you know, or you don't. The problem in Kabbalah has given us vocabulary, but it's not just meant to say, well, when it says Alekim, it's Midas Adin, when it says Avai, it's Midas Rachmim. There's a deher there as to what is it, what is Din, what is Rachmim. And Adarabah, in Kabbalah, it takes a much finer mind because we're dealing with things that are really abstract. And, you know, if you can read, if you can just interchange one for the other, you didn't gain much. It's a lot more. It's just like Reb Chaim's words were able to give us, able to identify different concepts. So too, the vocabulary of Chochmas Apnim gave us a deher. It should give us a deher. And the cheder, I guess, I come from the world I come from, which expected that and saw in that the ikker. Others saw faker, just the avoidant and the tesefis of the words and the kavanis. But ultimately, the reason why Kabbalah was considered off limits was in order, because if a person doesn't have a fine understanding and he can't conceptualize and he's always stuck on the physical words of the mashal, the person can become a gezunt apikoris or in Kabbalah. You learn enough about Kadosh Baruch Hu's right side, his left side, and if the mashal sticks as such, you're an apikoris. So there's a certain, I need to be able to extrapolate and say, just like I have two sides, right and left, and they're exactly equal, and yet they're opposite. Two things are exactly the same, but they're opposite. Ask a little kid, can you think of opposites? The kid will say, yes, hot and cold is opposite, black and white is opposite, chveis and whatever, light and dark is opposite. Then you'll tell him, okay, now tell me two things that are opposite, but they're exactly the same. And the kid will say, you know, like, what are you drinking a cup? You'll say, well, right and left. And the poor kid will try to puzzle it out. It's not easy. Well, are right and left the same or not the same? Well, they're exactly the same, but they're exactly opposite. It's something which requires a big deher to be able to requires a deeper way of perceiving things. So it's a lot more than just the vocabulary, just association of saying that this stands for this, this, and that. It's also being able to deherit, because lamala, there's nothing. There's no this, there's no that, the other thing. It's all abstract.
So it's relative. At the end of the day, it's relative. Like at first, they'll discourage people from analyzing what certain concepts to a point of where you start making your own analysis and your own theoreticals. Basically, they're going to say, these are the terminologies, this is what this is what that is, and then when you start analyzing, you say, don't analyze, this is what it is, this is the rules, and this is the understanding of the rules.
Right.
And that's what it is. It's dina.
But the big difference is, at least when you're dealing in brisk, you're dealing with things. So you have dam and you're making zrika. I mean, it's real dam and real zrika. And you may get the lumdus right or wrong, but you're still pretty much stuck with that. When you start using, you know, when Kabbalah introduces all this terminology, and here I'm giving you mishalim, and here I'm telling you, don't chas v'shalom think that there's an imshal. It requires a lot of edla deher to be able to get something meaningful out of it without crossing over a border. And that was the big challenge of it.
And that's a shariyah, right?
Yeah, all this from that bridging the gap, that this big, this was a big inyan. All this from that sort of introduced, they all, I'm sorry, they all, this is the incessant issue. If you don't explain, you don't understand. If you do explain, you may be nitfas onto the marshal. Yeah, and you know, it's you know, damn it if you do, damn it if you don't. That was Rosh Hashanah's hakdamah zayir, is, you know, or I think it's the beginning of the rabba, and the making any avodah zarah be seichel is also avodah zarah Hashem. Okay. Sure. Again, repeat, there was a noise.
The Hashbara of the belt, and that everything is a good problem. The belt is a good problem.
It's a question of how imminent it is. How much do you see it? It can visualize one on top of the other. If I tell you that everything is atoms and molecules, and there's a lot of empty space between each atom, I hear, but I don't feel it. But let's say I do the experiments that prove it. You know, I shoot all sorts of particles at the table, and most of it goes through, and only a little bit comes back. Looking at it and seeing that happen time and again, I begin to sense it that way. It's the level of how much do I really dare it that way. You know, it's that's a big transition from knowing information to actually seeing it as one and the same. I'll give you a mashal. Let's say you see a magician do a great trick. Now, you know it's a trick. So, but it, you don't see a trick. I mean, the guy, I'll tell you, I swear to you, he pulled a card out of his nose. There's no... Now, everybody knows it's just a trick, but I didn't see a trick. But if I show you how I do it, then I see him, you know, doing whatever it is for the trick. Then I see him doing his act. That's the difference between the two types of the hairs in it. Is it knowledge, which I believe to be true, but there's a disconnect between what I see and what I know, or is it something that I actually see it while I'm seeing it? Yeah.
So is there any historical way to explain why the Zayir and then was not around for a scala?
You know, each there was a hashgachas why different chalokim, different inyanim became nizgala afterwards and so on. Even after the Zayir was nizgala, the Rizal's Kabbalah is a whole different world, not different as much as a whole new world of musagim and vocabulary that wasn't there before. He explains the Zohar with it, but it wasn't scholar to him, and so on. A different duress of learning from the Chassimus Ashas told the Rambam's. Mishnah Torah, which is a whole new dimension, it was a long time from the beginning, from Chumash until Rashi came around, until Ramban came around. These were new dimensions of Torah, and there was a hashgach in it. Why? And I don't know that we know, especially I'm not aware, but it's Chelkei Torah. Have zmanim when they are nizgala. You look at the Tkufas of Rishonim, they speak with a certain signan that is miyuchad for Rishonim. And you look at different Chacham, different Tkufas in different places, And it's clear that there's a chesima that's shayach to them, that's shayach to them especially. Yeah. I'm sorry, I can't, I don't see a face. Now. What? Shalom. Hi.
I know it's a lot from Shalom.
Ah, okay. Maseda.
Good,
okay. Kol tov ha-guten. Maseda.